Classrooms around the Roaring Fork Valley have gone virtual due to COVID-19. But how does remote learning work for arts and music classes? Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth wanted to find out, so she caught up with the Glenwood Springs High School Varsity Choir Ensemble to see how the beginning of the year has gone for them.
Shanti Gruber's varsity choir class was in the midst of rehearsals for their recital season when COVID-19 shut down everything, classrooms included, last spring.
Our spring semester is where we do a lot of travel. We have big concerts, we have competitions.
Gruber says the ensemble scrapped plans for their in-person performance and chose one song to sing together virtually as a way to end the year on a high note. But there was lingering disappointment.
Unfortunately, everything that we had worked so hard for since the beginning of the school year, we weren't able to do. It was really, really hard.
After a summer in flux, Glenwood Springs High School decided to continue with online classes for fall. They follow a virtual bell schedule with 15-minute passing periods between classes before they log on for their next lesson. Gruber says the online format has been particularly challenging for music instructors.
Because of the audio limitations, I can't hear the students sing. If I'm trying to present something, I can't have a shared page and an audio file going at the same time.
She says her average class size has shrunk this fall. Students marginally attached to arts programs have dropped them altogether from their schedules. Others don't have reliable internet access at home. All teachers have been struggling with the changes, but arts and music teachers have unique and unprecedented limitations.
Ordinarily, teachers will come and ask you a question, and you look back on your 20, 30, or 40 years experience, and there's probably some events or experiences that you can say, well, this would be a good way to do it.
That's Glenwood High School Springs principal, Paul Freeman.
And I was thinking, I just don't know how you can do this.
He says that teachers have been resourceful, though. Art teachers sent home boxes of clay with video tutorials for pottery class. Gruber sits down at her piano for classes each day and has students mute themselves so they can sing along on their own. Varsity choir member Jillian Bray says that's been helpful in her development as a musician.
Most people, especially with singing, are very self-conscious of their voices. So being able to sing at your full volume while not having to be self-conscious is so comforting, and it allows you to grow even more.
Being at home has also meant extra practice time for some students. Varsity choir members like Jerry Martinez say that staying in touch with music is incredibly important right now, regardless of the challenges.
Choir is one of my favorites. It has always been the class that has fulfilled my happiness at school. And since we had to switch it to virtual learning, it's like the happiness is still there, but, you know, it's a little harder now.
That's what Gruber says she spent her summer break thinking about, how to give kids a creative outlet during tough times.
I was presented with an opportunity and a challenge to become a better teacher. And I spent the summer just reflecting what my responsibility really is as an educator, but also someone who inspires art and tries to ignite talent and passion in students.
It hasn't been easy. She says she and other arts instructors have fears about future cuts to their classes. There's also concern about contracting COVID when in-person classes eventually resume. But students like Jillian Bray say that after going online with their spring performance, it's important to remember that virtual or not, the show must go on.
I'm just really hoping that everyone else sees that it's not the end of the world. Just know that there's always a way to be able to do something. And as long as you're willing to do it and you're willing to lean on others and put your brains together to figure it out, you can really do anything.
Even if that something is finding perfect pitch through a computer screen. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.